Please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the fourth chapter of Colossians, we hear, "Walk in wisdom towards them that are without. Let your speech be always with grace." Let us pray. Almighty God, help us to do our best at all times, to behave as you would have your children walk in wisdom. Help us that we might use our intelligence wisely, at every opportunity to effectively help those who are hurting and provide direction for those who are lost. May our daily behavior express warm hearts, kindly voices, and an open hand for those in need, and may our speech be endowed with grace for others to see and know you through us. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Nixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Leibler, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
A quorum is present. The Senate is now in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session. Fourth day, Tuesday, January 15, 2013.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though it had been fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion, it shall prevail. Say aye.
Those aye.
To the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Senator.
Mr. President, I would like to announce that photographers from KRCG-TV have been given permission to take flash pictures and a video in the Senate chamber.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of guests. Senator from Buchanan.
President, on your right and on my left is Amy Johnson and her father, David, from Kansas City. Amy is the student curator to the University of Missouri. And today she's here volunteering for the American Diabetes Association, and I would ask the Senate to welcome them.
Let's welcome the guest of the Senator from Buchanan to the Missouri Senate. Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Off to your right and my left, I have a couple folks here today, or a few folks, from the St. Louis University Family Medicine and Residency Group. Dr. Christine Jacobs is here. Dr. Sean Reagan, Dr. Ginger Fuel, Dr. Megan Stock, they're here again from St. Louis University. And then also I'm honored to have the doctor of the day from my district, from the great city of Baldwin, Dr. John Hagan is here, and I'd like the Senate to make him feel
welcome. Let's welcome all the guests, including the doctor of the day, to the Missouri Senate. Further introductions. The chair has an introduction I'd like to make, and on my right and your left, and I make this introduction on behalf of the senator from the 27th as well, is a great, longtime good friend of mine, County Commissioner Bob Mooney from Fredericktown, Madison County, County Commissioner. Bob, please be welcomed by the Missouri Senate. Senator from the 2nd.
Yes,
proceed.
On my left and your right, Mr. President, I have two of the finest Missourians to ever live in the great state of Missouri, my parents,
Chester and Eleanor Roop came up today to spend the day. If the body would please make them feel welcome.
Will the guests
really
of the senator
it.
From the second please rise for recognition by the chair. Introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I have a concurrent resolution.
Send it forward, sir. Care to explain?
Mr. President, the concurrent resolution relates to the Missouri Bicentennial Celebration and would request be printed in the journal.
Shall be printed in the journal. Thank you, Senator. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. The Senator from the first. Send it forward, sir. Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 142, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to the distribution of paid-in surplus.
Senator?
Mr. President, my bill simply deletes an anachronistic requirement under Missouri law that requires that dividends from paid-in surplus be categorized as liquidating dividends. Missouri is the only state that makes that requirement. It creates some complications for corporations wanting to issue dividends from paid-in surplus in our state, and I believe we'd be better off without it. My bill simply deletes it.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from 13th.
I have three bills.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 143, introduced by Senator Walsh, an act relating to religious and charitable associations.
Senator, care to explain? Read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 144, introduced by Senator Walsh, an act relating to obstruction of an ethics investigation with existing penalty provisions.
Senator, read the third bill.
Senate Bill 145, introduced by Senator Walsh, an act relating to voting in advance of an election.
Senator from Buchanan. Read the first bill, or the only bill.
Senate Bill 146, introduced by Senator Schauf, an act relating to a prescription drug monitoring program.
Senator?
Here, when this issue came forward, I said that I wouldn't oppose this prescription drug monitoring program if it went to a vote of the people. Over the interim, I've worked with the Missouri Police Chiefs Association, and today I'm staying true to my word in introducing this bill. It will go to a vote of the people. Thank you.
Senator from Christian.
President, I have two bills.
Send them forward, sir. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 147, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to the prescription eyedrop refills.
Senator.
No explanation.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 148, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to the issuance of salvage certificate of titles or junking certificates to insurance companies.
Senator?
No explanation necessary.
Senator from the Fourth.
President, I have a bill.
Send your bill forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 149, introduced by Senator Kevney, an act relating to possession of exotic animals.
Senator?
Also known as my monkey bill, Mr. President.
Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 150, introduced by Brian Munslinger, by all.
At all.
An act relating to certain federal laws regarding firearms.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. It just declares as unenforceable any federal law or executive order which is more restrictive than the laws that were in effect on December 31st of 2012 that relates to semi-automatic firearms, high-capacity magazines, and other firearms accessories.
Senator from the Ninth.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have four bills.
Send your bills forward. Read the first of four bills.
Senate Bill 151, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to foreclosure notice to tenants.
Senator, care to explain?
Self-explanatory, Mr. President.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 152, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to sentences under dual jurisdiction.
Senator.
No explanation.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill 153, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to child support.
Senator.
Self-explanatory.
Read the fourth bill.
This is Senate Joint Resolution Number 11, introduced by Senator Curls. Joint resolution relating to the Budget Reserve Fund.
Senator.
Thank you. Self-explanatory, Mr. President.
Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Senator forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 154, introduced by Senator Richard, an act relating to insurance payments for covered loss of damage.
Senator?
No explanation necessary, Mr. President.
Good morning, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send it forward.
Thank you.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 155, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to the labeling of genetically modified food.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, basically what I'm trying to do is allow for the people here in Missouri to know what it is they're putting in their bodies. I'm not saying that genetically modified foods are good or bad, but what I am saying is that the foods that are genetically modified by way of meats and fish should be labeled. With that, thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Barrie.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have four bills to offer.
Send your legislative package forward, Senator. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 156, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to the implementation of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act.
No explanation necessary.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 157, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to scrap metal with existing penalty provisions.
Senator.
No explanation necessary.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 158, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to enabling health insurers authorized to sell health insurance coverage in selected states to engage in the business of health insurance in Missouri.
No explanation necessary.
Read the fourth bill.
Senate Joint Resolution number 12, introduced by Senator Sater. Joint resolution relating to the Conservation Commission.
No explanation necessary.
Introduction of bills. Senator from 15th.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Send it forward. For what purpose does the senator from Boone arise? Read the bill of the senator from the 15th.
Senate Bill 159, introduced by Senators Schmidt and Schaefer, an act relating to the insurance coverage for physical therapy services.
Senator?
No explanation.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone? Senator from Boone will be heard. Proceed, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Everyone in this chamber should be aware that later on this morning, the President of the United States will make an announcement on what many anticipate is an unprecedented move through executive order to limit what is a fundamental right of every citizen of the state of Missouri and every citizen of the state of the United States. And everyone in this room, everyone in this building, in this state, and in this country should watch with great anticipation and skepticism about what comes out of that process. Because potentially what we are looking at is the erosion of a fundamental right of every citizen of the United States through an unprecedented mechanism of executive order. And the reason that we should watch that is if we are complicit as senators of the state of Missouri in that process of erosion of one right, then we are complicit in the erosion of all rights. And we all took oaths as senators of the state of Missouri to uphold the Constitution of the state of Missouri and of the United States. And years before I took that oath as a lawyer, I took an oath to uphold those same constitutional principles. And people say this argument, it's about guns, guns are hobbies. That's not the point. The point is it is a fundamental principle that this country was founded upon. And there's one thing that makes this country the greatest country on earth, and that is the rule of law. And I know as a senator and as a lawyer, there is nothing more important to me than in my professional life, my life as a senator, my personal life, guaranteeing that we always uphold the rule of law. And we can, in times of economic good times, economic bad times, National euphoria and national tragedy. We should always have public discussion about where we're going as a nation. But once we agree to the erosion of one fundamental constitutional principle, because it is the topic of the day, because there's pressure, then we are agreeing that every one of those principles and every one of those rights is vulnerable. So I ask all my colleagues today, as senators of the state of Missouri, it is our obligation to uphold all rights of all citizens of the state of Missouri. So please join me today. Let's pay attention and let's move forward with what is right for protecting our constitutional principles and protecting the rule of law. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further introduction of bills. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire of the Secretary if we have messages from the Governor? I believe there are addendum letters to the previously made appointments. If so, I would ask that the reading be waived and the letters be printed in the journal.
There are letters that we have received. Hearing no objection, they shall be printed in the journal. Senator from the 23rd. Senator from the 23rd, the junior senator from St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. Please refer the addendums to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments.
They shall be referred. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of announcements.
Announcements. The Senator from Johnson County.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Two announcements. First of all, your hardworking education committee, we are going to have our first committee hearing today at 3 o'clock in the Senate lounge. We will start promptly. That means on time, 3 o'clock in the Senate lounge education committee. And then I also want to announce that the Missouri Baptist Children's Home is having a luncheon outside the building at noon today. I know several senators have been invited, and so I just want to remind that that is at noon today. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further announcements. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without further business coming before the body, I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Newton County. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are adjourned under the rules.